Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the trap of dawn, giving them all, like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cup. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only. Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Yeah, I do. Man, God been so good to me over the years, in spite of all the mistakes I've made, in spite of all the dirt I've done to myself. I'm talking about went in knowing I was wrong. His grace and mercy has forgiven me for all of my sins. God can forgive you of all of your sins. Everything you've done, God can forgive you. He can wipe your slate clean. Now you might have some things you got to deal with because of some of your actions. Understand that. But you can wipe your slates. You can wipe your slate clean with God and start again. You can repent. God has mercy and grace. You could be forgiven by God. Now, people, that's another story. Some people may never forgive you for it. You've hurt them all. Or maybe they accusing you of doing something else. But, you know, they may never forgive you. But God is in the redemption business, man. God will forgive you for every sin you've ever committed. But you got to want forgiveness now. And then you got to come correct. Because what you can't do is you can't shoot him to crap now. You can say that conversation with him. You know, whatever you told your lawyer, whatever you told the victims, whatever you told, whatever the story is you got going, if it ain't the truth, you can say that with God. Because please know he know. And he know your heart. He know if you're trying to manipulate somebody just for the system, if you're trying to say this just so you can get out. He know all of that. So if you're planning on shucking him and jiving him, save your breath before you wind up digging yourself in a deeper hole. Just let me give you that piece of advice, because he ain't nothing to play with. He's too great to be played with. And so with that in mind, I want to share some positive stuff with you this morning, man. I want to say this. I want to remind you not to let your circumstance and your situations dictate your future or your results. I'm going to say this again. This is important information, man. Don't let your circumstance and situations dictate your future or your results. Do you know that in order to get a different future or some different results, you control that entire situation? It is you. It is your thoughts that control the entire situation. It is how you look at the situation that will determine how the situation is for you. See, the same situation can be totally different for two different people, because you can say, you look at the examples of history. Just look in your neighborhood. How can, there was a book that a guy wrote one time who had the name. He had a name, and he did some research, and he found a guy that grew up at the same age in the same neighborhood as him with the exact same name. He went on to become a corporate CEO. The other man was an inmate. And they had the same name, grew up in the same neighborhood. They were both brothers, you know, not, I'm just saying brothers, men. And they grew, and they went two different, because how can two people, the same situation, and the results turn out so different? It is because of the thought process of one was completely different from the thought process of the other. You control it. You don't have to let your circumstances and your situations dictate your future or your results. Here's the way it works. This is so you can understand this. Your mind is the controlling factor of your thoughts. Your thoughts are the controlling factor of your outcome. The Bible says, a man is as he thinketh. Please don't shortplay this scripture here, because this one is the real deal. This is the basis of every self-improvement book you'll ever read. It's already written in the Bible. The Bible has all the information you need, but in case you need a little bit of clarity in some simple modern day language, then they have self-improvement books. They are all based on biblical scripture. A man is as he thinketh. That's why Norman Vincent Peale wrote the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. That's why a book came out called The Magic of Thinking Big. That's why a book came out called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. All these titles that I've read that have mattered in my life the most, these three major books that I've read, they all say one thing, thinking, thoughts, because that's what controls the outcome. Your brain works one of two ways. It works positive or negative. It works good, which is under the column of positive, or it'll work evil, which is under the column of negative. It will have faith, which is under the column of positive, or you will operate in fear, which is in the column of negative. That is the only way your mind works. Your mind is a factory that's comprised of workers. Those workers are controlled by two foremans, foreman positive and foreman negative. But guess what? The CEO of the company, the head man, the boss, is you. You come to work in the morning and you say, man, today is a great day. I'm going to take steps towards brightening my future. I'm going to take another step into making that dream come true that I've been thinking about. I'm going to take another step forward in the development and the changing of my life in a positive, good direction. If you come to work and say that every day as the CEO, the boss, the foreman can only obey you. So that what you just said was a series of positive statements, then forming positive steps to the forefront. He said, I got you, boss, right away. He turns around, he blows the whistle. He alerts all the workers in the factory. Today is a good day. Today we will take steps towards our future. Today we are putting ourselves on track to get a little bit closer to making our dreams come true. Today we will be assembling all the things we need to make our dreams come true and our life better in the right direction. Everybody, break. The workers in the factory turn around and manufacture thoughts to justify the orders given by the boss, which is you. You are the CEO of your corporation. If you don't own nothing else, you own everything that's going on between your two ears. You are the CEO of that corporation. If that corporation is a good one, it's because you set it up that way. If your corporation is a bad one, it's because you set it up that day. If you pushing towards your dreams and you see the possibility of things happening in your life, it's because you as the CEO set it up that way. If you ain't got nothing popping, if you just want to be a criminal taking stuff from people, throwing your life out the window, you're going to be an inmate. You're going to be sitting up there and you're going to be mad at everybody. You ain't got nobody to be mad at but you. You understand what I'm telling you this morning? Uh-huh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? It's Monday morning. It's the beginning of a new week, but it's the same damn thing up in here. We finna turn up this volume, create this ignorance, and be bout it, bout it.
Bout it, bout it.
Doggone it, Shirley Strawberry.
We lit, Steve. We lit.
Shirley, that ain't you.
That's why I said it.
One more time, Shirley.
We lit, Steve. We lit.
Man, we lit.
That was fun. Shirley, I have to say that was fun.
It's young people listening to this show going,
We lit, baby. We lit.
And they probably ain't even saying that no more.
They still say it.
They still say we lit. I'm scared to use modern day slang. I'm still doing, you know, what's happening. Put up player. You know, that way I know. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know it's out of style and all my talk is out of style.
We lit.
Carla Pharrell.
What's happening? We bought that life. What's going on, crew? Yeah.
Junior, you got one?
But I'm just going to say morning, Unc. Stay in my lane.
Tommy, you got one?
Lit, light, lit. I'm living my best life.
Yeah.
Now, do this one still work? Turn up.
Yeah.
That one still work?
Ready for mine?
Okay, come on, Steve.
What it is.
There it is.
What it is,
what it
y'all?
Is.
That
works.
What's happening?
What's good? What's good?
Yeah.
That's another one.
Right.
Yeah, what's
everybody
really good?
Everybody cool?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my man.
We lit.
Yeah. My man. Slapping five.
What is lit?
Yeah, dig that. Dig that. Dig
sound like
that,
your 80s saying lit.
You may as well throw it right on in there, Steve.
Right
you
on. Well. I still say right on, man, right on. I still say, hey, man, when I talk to my older brother, uh-huh. it's like talking to Marvin Gaye.
In the 70s.
Seriously,
what
man.
From
I'm
the What's Going
to
On
Cher.
Album.
Hey, what's up, bro? What's happening with what's you, man? Yeah. What's up, man? Give me some of that skin, man. Give me some skin, dog. That's five on the black hand side. You know what I'm saying? I keep it like that. It's all right, man. Right on. What's been going on with you, player? You still doing it, ain't you? You know pimping ain't easy, but somebody yeah, got to do it, and it might as well be me.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, Tommy?
One of my little girls, one of her friends at the house said, Mr. Tommy, you lit. I said, baby, I don't smoke weed. I don't know what you're talking about.
You offended. Weed, she's looking at you
and
like.
You get out my house.
He said, what?
Yeah, she's looking at you like.
That could be a drunk reference, Tommy.
Oh, God. Either way, I wasn't there. I didn't know what lit meant.
Yeah, especially in front of your kids. Friend.
I know. But man. You got to stay fresh and hip, Tommy. We got younger kids, too. You know,
I'm
be
trying.
Hey, let me tell you what I did one day in Atlanta. I came out of my office with my shirt open, and my kids' friends was in the house.
Uh-oh.
Went to say, Dad, your shirt is open. I said, I live here. Tell all your little flat stomach ass friends to turn around and quit looking over here.
But it's so funny, Steve. You're right, because we're at an age now where everything we do embarrasses our kids.
Yeah.
There's nothing that we can do where our kids think we're cool. Nothing. All right, listen, coming up at 32 after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
We lit!
We lit! Turn up!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Nev?
Divorce. What? Papers. Oh. It happens so many different ways. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
I am trying to reach a Jones, please. My name is Attorney Guidry from the Mission Law Firm. Is she available?
Yeah, this is she.
How you doing, ma'am? I'm actually trying to get some business rectified. Dealing with your divorce that took place, I guess, over the last 7 whole years. Am I correct?
Correct.
I got some file up with your paperwork here. Now, you guys had some property that you owned together, I believe, in Avondale. Am I correct?
Correct.
I'm looking at your paperwork here, Miss
Jones. I'm still a Jones.
Okay. Now, we're getting down to the property, and that seems to be where the problem lies. This is in Avondale. You guys had some property, and you sold it as you both went and split your ways.
Right.
Looking at the paperwork that I have here, it seems like it was filled out incorrectly. I don't know how 7 years has passed for this to come back and fall on my desk to be to get rectified. But whatever the dividends were that you guys took and shared, that you're now looking as if you're owing Mr. Jones an additional $18,000.
What? How is that?
Ma'am, I don't know. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I wanted to bring this information to you and see how we can get it rectified. I'm not looking for you to have that much money available at today, but I do know as an attorney for Mr. Jones, I must say that we're trying to get it taken care of as soon as possible.
Wait a minute. Let's back this up. How do I owe him $18,000?
For
what reason?
Well, the paperwork here, ma'am, seems to be...
Yeah, what the paperwork say?
It wasn't supposed to be 50% between you with you all. It should have been 75-25, and he being 75% of the property owed to him and 25%.
Oh, no. I don't know how. You know Louisiana is a community practice, and how could he get 75% and I get 25%?
From my understanding, that he paid most of the bills when you guys were living together, and...
That don't have anything to do with that. No, he didn't pay most of the bills. I worked and contributed, too.
Right, and I understand that. But from what I have here on the paperwork, and I understand that you had some contribution to it, but it just seems like you did not contribute as much as he did. And
yes, indeed. I never heard no like this.
I do apologize, ma'am, but what I do need you to do is definitely not use that type of language while I'm on the phone, okay?
Well, look, I don't really have to talk to you because I know I don't owe no Jones no $18,000. And he didn't overpay me because it was community property. I had 2 children for him. I left with nothing. He had everything. And there's no way I'm going to pay him no $18,000.
Ma'am, I hate to get a little abrupt with you, but you are going to pay this $18,000. Now, that's going to happen. Now, if I have to garnish your check and do it, then that's the way it'll have to be done. But the money will be coming to Mr. Kirk Jones in the sum of $18,000. Call her back, Kat.
Yeah.
Look, don't you hang up on me again. Now, if I have to put a lien on your property or put a lien on your ass, which one do you want?
Look, and you don't talk to me like that.
I talk to you
because
any way
I
want
know
to.
What you talked about, because once I went to court, that all that was over with.
You're going to pay $18,000. That's what you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't want to have to come to your house, ma'am, to pick up this money, but I will.
I'm not working. I want to know how do I have to pay him $18,000.
See, you're not working. That's our problem from the start. That's why it wasn't 50-50. That's why it was 75-25, because you were not holding
hey,
up
no,
your...
No, babe, I work all through the year. I've stayed that man 26 years, and I worked.
Well, what is your butt doing now?
Nothing.
Well, there we go. That seems to be the root of our problem, isn't it?
No, it ain't the root of no problem, because I want to know how did Kirk could get 18%. And Louisiana is a community property. He had his lawyer and I had my lawyer. He agreed to it, and that was that. So I don't know how I owe him $18,000.
Ma'am, that's the way the problem was. Evidently, you didn't read the paperwork that you signed when you and Kirk separated 7 years ago. Now, if you didn't read your paperwork correctly, this is why it comes back to bite you in your butt.
Oh, no, it's not, because I had a lawyer, and he had his lawyer. We agree with everything, was back and forward, and we agree with everything. He signed the paper, and that was that.
Well, maybe you didn't have a lawyer that was worth a damn who didn't read the bottom of the paperwork himself.
And I had a lawyer, thought I had a good lawyer.
That and I understand that, ma'am, and that happens a lot of time.
I can't believe that. And I had two children struggle with him, and we got what we got by both of us work, and this all, he going to come back and tell, and oh, no, I'm going to fight this.
When can we expect a payment starting to work on this $18,000?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to get a date or something where I can start getting $500 from you per month or something like that.
Yes, Cindy, $500 a month. I haven't worked. I was working. When you want to sit, I don't think I should have to tell you all this, because I need to get talk to me a lawyer, because I'm not agreeing to anything, because I don't think that no, it's not fair. I tell you, give me a deadline, because I'm going to have to get me a lawyer.
Isn't it? I'm trying to keep my composure. As an attorney, ma'am.
How do you have the right? And I don't have no say-so over this.
Have you remarried?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You realize if I don't get the money, then I don't get paid.
Right.
Listen, I'm going to be down in your area probably on Wednesday. Do you think you and I can get together and probably talk about this? Because I want to help you as much as I can.
Yeah, because I don't think it's fair to me. Wednesday, I could be there.
Well, you think that maybe you and I can get together maybe and work something out?
Yeah, because I know I'm not, I mean, I cannot afford to pay Jones no $1,800. You know, took the house from me for little or nothing. And
I tell you what, I'll do this. I won't tell Mr. Jones anything, but only on one condition. That's me and you being able to work this thing out behind closed doors.
What you mean work it out?
I mean work it out.
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, maybe... You know, like
I'm dumb.
Some relations or something.
Really? Why would you want a relationship with me?
Not relationship.
You don't even know me.
Not relationship, but just, you know, maybe kind of kick it.
Kick it what way? I'm dumb. I don't know. I don't know nothing about life.
I think you know a whole lot about life.
No, I don't. But why is you messing with me?
I just want to see if we can maybe get together. I'll throw all this paperwork out and I'll let know it's not possible.
But if you
meet me Wednesday, I'll make this thing go away.
I don't believe this.
I'll tell you what else you ain't gonna believe.
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister Janice.
You no good. On the air, huh?
You just got by the whole family.
Ah, man.
Come on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time for Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building, ready for your questions. Courtney, an iHeart
App listener says, I'm 30 and dating a man that's 31, and he tells me all the time that I'm his soulmate. He's all into me in every way. He gives me baths and pedicures, and he even will polish my toenails if I ask him to. He irons my clothes for me daily, and he cleans up the kitchen if I cook. We never argue, and if we ever disagree, we settle it quickly.
What is this letter for?
Listen, he's so different than any other guy I've dated. My daddy says he's soft and won't make a good husband. How can my daddy make such a negative assumption?
You know, so it's better to be soft and be a soft husband?
Well, nothing says that the man is soft. He's just soft to his daddy. Yeah. Maybe her father's hard and made is a good husband. Mm-hmm. So he thinking, because this dude ain't hard, he must
Everybody
be soft.
Got I got mm-hmm. you. I got you.
Lady, if you have no complaints, don't let your father create one.
This guy's a dream. Huh. Yeah.
There you go. Mm. Ash, well, can't say that.
All right, what? What
were you gonna say? I can't say that because somebody...
No,
I was
going to
say, maybe you should ask your mom how happy she's been.
Oh, no.
And how she would feel with some treatment like that. Because your daddy, he ain't finna do none of that. Uh-uh. He old school.
Don't get into that, yeah. All right, moving on. Kenitra in Memphis writes, I'm a 42-year-old divorced woman, and I fell in love with the perfect guy, but I ran him away by being paranoid. I had a rough marriage, and my husband cheated, so I developed bad habits, like checking his phone and popping up at places he was hanging out. I carried this behavior into my new relationship and was always accusing my new guy of messing around. I want a second chance with him, and I want him to know that I changed. How do I start the conversation with him?
Luggage.
You know what? You know what?
What?
Boy, I was tripping. And you know, it was so crazy. Because, you know, I know you a good man, but I'm so stupid. I be just checking your phone. And, you know, you ain't even know. I be outside the bar waiting on you. I be at your house.
That's crazy.
And I just, you know, I just been, you know, but it was my ex. He just made me this way. But you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. Because I think I found what I'm looking for. You know.
Yeah, if it's not too late. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. It might work, but I doubt it.
Yeah. All right, so Tony in the Bay Area says, I'm a 33-year-old married man raising my two daughters while my wife is in jail for 16 months. She committed credit card fraud, and I was clueless when she got arrested. The problem I'm having now is that she only calls us once a week, if then. She calls her mom daily, and it ticks me off. Her mom said she's still ashamed to talk to me, but I don't believe that. She had a whole side hustle that I didn't know about. So do you think she has a side due too? Am I being a fool for waiting for her? Wow.
Whoa.
A side due.
Yeah, he wants to know, yeah.
That's a lot he don't know.
But, bro, listen to me. Credit card theft ain't got nothing to do with a side dude. She might be, you know, honestly just embarrassed. The mom could be right. I don't know where you got the other dude from.
Because she kept that from him, you know.
She just thinking it might be more.
She keeps secrets, so he's
okay,
thinking
well,
maybe,
well, yeah. Okay, then go with that theory. You know, go with that theory and see how that work out for you. Sometimes being paranoid about stuff that you have no facts on, it's a waste of time. It's like, why are you tripping yourself out about something that you don't even have the facts?
But, Uncle, if she lied about that, what he thinking is she probably has some more skeletons. That's what it is.
Well, excuse me, but Nephew Tommy, because you lie about one thing don't mean that you lie about everything.
Well, normally when I lie, I keep
no,
lying.
Shirley, no. Because you
Shirley agrees with me on this.
You usually have, you know, when you tell one lie, you got to tell another lie, another lie. But you're the CEO.
I mean, I'm just saying this. Because you lie about one thing don't mean you'll lie about all things. Now, if you want to accept the paranoia and act on it, then go ahead. But the woman might not have nothing to do with no other dude. She called once a week. She embarrassed. She called her mama daily. How close was y'all before she went in?
Apparently not as close as he thought they were.
Why was you doing all this anyway? I mean, why was she doing all this anyway? Something else is going on, bro. And now you thinking it's another dude in the picture when she went to jail for credit card fraud. Mm-hmm. She didn't go to jail with an accomplice that was a dude. She went by herself.
Maybe we need to see what she was buying with the credit card. I mean, we got hotels on it and a whole bunch of other stuff. Then.
Yeah, that see, mean, and yeah. Why don't we just let Mr. Negativity here?
He's a good person. He's he's a dad of two, raising two daughters.
I'm talking about me. Tommy.
I'm negativity. I don't know how I became negativity, but I'm negativity.
Just let him ask all the little negative-ass questions so he can break up this family.
All right, we're moving on.
And I know you agree with him, Jay, because you ignorant. So
Jay understands me.
Let's get to this one. Kim in Huntsville says, I'm 52 and I recently met a 55-year-old man on an online dating site. He has never been married and he has one adult child. I am divorced and I have one child in college. I bought a small house after my divorce and he's living in a one-bedroom apartment. We both are teachers and we're both Baptist. Other than that, we don't seem to be on the same page. To be honest, I had hoped to meet a man that didn't still live in an apartment. Am I focused on the wrong thing? Should I get to know him anyway? CLO.
I mean, you got every right to focus on what you want to focus on. They're your priorities. If you want a man that's a homeowner at 52, then maybe that's one of your qualifications. And you can pass up on a good man if he ain't never been married. Maybe he ain't never had a reason to buy a house. I don't know. Or he could have lived with somebody. He just said he ain't been married. You know, he said he ain't lived with nobody. Mm-hmm. You know.
All right. Well, thank you, CLO.
But once again, you can ask Mr. Negativity what he want to do about it.
It's kind of controversial.
Kill everybody off, you know. Let everybody just break up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, we're going to go around the room with you three guys. Okay, what's the biggest lie you ever told? Tommy, start it off.
My son, my oldest son, when he was younger, he wanted to go to PG-13 movies. I always knew it was going to be something that he didn't need to see. He didn't know, but I would tell him, hey, do you know what PG-13 means? He's like, no. I say, that means only 13 people can go in the movie. So when we would get there, I say, it's already 12 people in there. We can't go in there. It's too late. And he would be like, wow, we don't never get here in time enough to see any PG-13 movies. We're going to have to go see a G movie. We're going to go see a G movie. We'd be all up in Lion King. We not going to see PG. Your mama ain't finna be mad at me. PG-13 is what it is.
All right, come on, Junior. That's what cute. You got? What's the biggest lie you ever told?
I need to make sure that my mama ain't listening.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
So, you know, Miss Alicia listens.
I was at football, 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
And my mama let me take her truck to practice. And, you know, after practice, my boy get in the truck. We driving back. I took my mama brand new blazer. And, you know, after practice, my boy get in the truck. We driving back. I took my mama brand new blazer. And backed it and got it stuck on the side and dented the whole left side on a school bus. Ah, my boy said, man, I can't let you go back home with the truth. You got to say that bus backed into you. Boy, he said, you can't walk in. Your mama Brandy got this tag still on it. It ain't no license plate. Man, I walked in. And mama said, what happened to that truck? And my boy just went to talking. We was just buttoning up our seatbelts. Next thing you know, a school bus hit us. Boy, my mama bought that for about 2 months. About 2 months. She said,
that's
why
a
you
case.
She said, why you ain't getting no case?
Right.
I got the biggest ass whooping I had ever received at 16. I was fast after that. I was really fast.
All right, Steve. You started telling us about this woman you were dating.
Well, let me just tell you, I met this girl in college. Lord, she was fine. Creole girl. My brother told me how to get her. And he gave me some money to take out. So I told her to pick a restaurant. She picked a Creole restaurant. Now I'm 17. I ain't had no Creole food, so I'm in. I go in there. She done ordered all this spicy stuff. Etouffee, all this. But spicy, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I'm eating stuff, man, ain't never been in my system before. So I'm taking her home, and my stomach is turning. So we get it to front of her house. I'm gonna walk her to the door. She said, come on in for a little while. My mama and them gone. Now, my mama had told me, when your stomach is tore up, try to go home.
Yes.
Don't put that in nobody else's house.
Great advice.
But she was so fine, I just said, well, man, let me go on in here for a little while. Because what kind of man would I be? Fine chick invite you in and mom and daddy ain't there. Let me at least go on in here. Something.
But your stomach. I mean, really?
Shirley, this a girl. Every man would have went in there.
Everyone.
So I'm sitting there on the couch. We watching TV. My stomach is turning. I can hear it. So I said, can I go to the bathroom? She said, second door on the left. I go in there, and Lord have mercy.
Sorry if you're eating
the breakfast. Walls of Gibraltar.
What?
Coming
the
down.
Walls of Gibraltar. I done grabbed the tile rack in front of me to just try to hang on. I'm twisting the guest tile in my hand like I'm wringing it out. I done knocked the toilet tissue holder off the wall. Screws out everything.
Wait,
I done kicked over the trash can.
She could hear this, right? Yeah,
I don't hear it.
You're telling
the bathroom. She wasn't feeling what I was feeling. But I'm using the bathroom so much that is alarming to me. I'm actually putting more in there than I've ever put in there in my life prior to.
I think we got the picture.
You
we got
up.
It. We got
I didn't
it.
Know. Would you, don't stop my story, Shirley. This is for Junior and Tommy.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I'm filling the bowl up. So finally I'm done, to my relief. But I'm sweating, though. I'm talking about, I'm in there, man.
Is you out your shirt?
I'm talking about shirt wide open. I had unbuttoned my whole shirt. It's wide open. I had hung my pants up on the back of the door.
Because
I use the bathroom like my daddy. I always hang my pants and drawers up on the back of the door. You don't ever use the bathroom. But I got my shirt on. But I didn't open it up because it's hot. I got just water coming down out the front. So I stand up and I flush the toilet. Now, I'm putting my clothes on, but you know how you're waiting to hear that sound?
That's gone.
Hear.
It's gone.
The swoosh.
All I hear is the swirling. And I turn around and it's rising.
Rising?
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm asking God not to do this to me today.
I know you're praying.
I'm asking God, not today, Lord.
We have to have a part three.
This ain't the time for this.
Yeah, hold tight, dog.
Hang on, Steve.
Lord, stop. stop this swirl from rising in your main Father God.
Pray
you ain't ever heard me. Hear me now, oh God.
Steve, we have to go to Miss Ann, so.
I will, but I, Jesus.
Reel it in.
Stop and this swirl, but it's steady coming.
Oh, God.
Part two, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we are, Steve.
All right, I'm back. Just catch up. I'm over this fine girl house, stomach toe up, then ate Creole food, 17, should have went home to use the bathroom, like sat in her house because she fine. Now I'm in here using the bathroom, and all hell done broke loose in here.
Come on,
I'm
boy.
In here naked, sitting on the toilet with just my shirt on, because I like to sit wide-legged. I like to be open and free, and I need it because I had to brace myself a couple times.
But she never came in there to knock on the door to check
on you? She coming. That's coming in the store.
Okay.
So I get up. I finally get through. But I've noticed that I put more in the bowl than ever before.
Oh, God.
So I'm a little bit concerned with their sheer volume.
Uh-huh.
So I flush the toilet as I'm putting my pants back up on me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm waiting to hear that.
Yeah.
But I don't hear it. And I look back, and it's rising.
Oh, Lord.
It's
Lord,
just going
Lord.
In a slow circle.
Oh,
so
my
I God. Go in, I go to my Heavenly Father.
Right.
Say, Father God.
Pray on this roll, boy. Pray on this roll.
Not now, Lord.
Pray hard, hard.
Stop this rising tide.
Well.
Somehow, don't let this swirl get up by the top. But he didn't hear me that day.
Yeah.
I guess it was a lesson.
It's a lesson.
So next thing I know, it's at the very top of the toilet.
Oh, my God.
And it's about to flow over.
Oh.
So now I don't know what to do. So I look down, and it's a trash can.
Oh, man.
So I dip the trash can down in it.
Oh.
And I got a trash can full of it.
Yeah.
So I pull the shower curtain back and throw it in the bathtub.
Oh, my God.
But here comes some more.
Oh, God.
So I had to take another trash can full of it and throw another trash can in the bathtub. And here comes some damn more. So now I realize they toilet is broke.
Oh, you
they toilet is broke
it.
And backed up. And it started going back down.
Oh, you
so
working,
then
man.
I say, I got to get some water and put it in here.
Yeah.
So I started running water in the trash can to pour it down in and make the water go clean.
Right.
I finally did that.
Yeah.
And I said, thank you, Lord.
Uh-huh.
And I looked over, and the damn bathtub is trite. Shower curtain is trifling. I look up. Man. It's on the wall.
Wait, hold on.
It's on the wall.
Part four. Hold on.
This is R. Kelly's in the closet. This is Steve Harvey's in the bathroom.
Yeah, trapped.
Part four coming up right after this. Trapped in the bathroom. Part four. It's on the walls, the shower curtain, and the bathtub is shot.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve trapped in the bathroom. A la R. Kelly in the closet.
Yeah.
Part four.
Yeah.
I done bailed out three buckets, trash cans of pure mess. Then throwed it in the shower.
Gross.
So when I get all of the water back in the toilet where I got it subside and the water clean, I said, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I look over. The damn bathtub is trifling. So now I cut these people's shower on.
Yeah. These people.
And I'm washing down the walls,
yeah,
the shower curtain with the shower. The girl comes up to the door because I've been in here now about 45 minutes.
Whoa.
I'm clean up the whole time. So she said, you okay in there? Everything fine.
This ain't going good.
She said, it sound like something wrong in there. Hey, get away from the door.
To get away from the door.
She said, well, okay.
It's my house.
So I'm in there. Is this too late? But I noticed they got a candle in the bathroom.
Oh.
I light it.
Oh,
That's
I like
worse.
The candle start yeah. striking matches and running tap water.
Okay.
That's what my mama always told me. Strike some matches and run some tap water. Uh-huh. It'll help you get rid of odor.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm in there. But now I'm washing down shower curtains, walls, the bathtub, getting up stuff off the floor. I'm just in here. Now, you probably say, Steve, what is you washing it down with?
Yeah, yeah. That's what we're
well,
probably
wasn't
saying.
No paper towels in there. Uh-huh. But that tile rack that I had grabbed when I first sat down and was twisting it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They guest tiles.
The pretty ones with the lace and the flowers and the
embroidery on it.
Yeah.
Had
their initials.
On it, the
yeah.
Thompsons.
Yeah.
That's what I washing it down with.
Not my good towels.
Now this tile is brown. Because I can't rinse it all out. It
what color was it when it started?
Pink. They was pink.
This is awful.
Now the tiles is running. I done washed all the walls down, everything. I'm in there sweating.
You work.
My ass been on a construction site.
You are working.
Boy. So I've been in there total about damn near an hour. So I fasten my clothes. I look in the bathroom. I got everything up.
Oh.
But I got this big nasty ass tile, and I don't know what to do with it.
Uh-huh.
So I take it, put it in the waste paper can that I've been bailing with, and stuck all that under the sink.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I figure this ain't finna be good, no how.
Yeah.
But at least when they come in here, it's gonna take a moment. Because I know when you go in there, you're gonna have to say, "What the hell happened here?" Because I couldn't remember how the shower curtain was or none of that. And I'm telling you, I got everything off.
Right, right.
So I walk down the hallway.
Uh-huh.
She's sitting on the couch with an attitude.
Of course she has an attitude.
Her arms folded.
Yes,
then she looked at me and she said, "Why you been in there so long?"
Right.
I had a little accident. Then she said, "Oh, my God, look at you."
What was wrong?
I didn't realize.
But
when I was bailing all that mess into the shower, it was splashing on my pants below my knee. I ain't had time to look at this because I'm too busy cleaning up their damn house. Now I look down, it's just specks.
God.
And splash marks of mess from my Steve. Knee down. My pants was trifling. I looked at her. She looked at me and she said, "Oh, my God, look at you. What have you been doing?"
What did you say?
I looked at her and said, "You ain't got to talk to me like that." And walked out the front door and slammed it.
Never came back.
Went in there and got in my car. Had to ride home with all my windows down. Because I stink. I smell like a skunk sitting in that car.
Oh, God.
And drove home. That girl saw me on the campus next day, and all her girlfriends was looking at me. I act like I had never met her. And that was my Steve Harvey's.
Wow.
Trapped in the bathroom.
I love it. That's R. classic.
Kelly closet. I'm going to put some music to that.
All right. All right, Nephew Tommy coming up next with the prank phone call.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter. But up next, Nephew Tommy, right here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Are you what? Are you?
What's wrong?
What are you crying for?
My mama.
I don't care. He's crying.
My mama. My mama tree.
Your mama. What about your mother's tree?
My mama
made you cry.
My mama tree. My mama tree.
He's so method with his acting.
That's that tree. That's that tree we played. Hide and go seek out. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80. Ready? I'm not here. I come. That's my mama. That's my mama.
God.
Cat dog.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Lord?
Yeah, this is Lord. This is Terry.
Who?
I'm about 10 minutes from the yard, big dog.
This ain't no Terry. Look, man, is this Lord that work for Bush?
Yes, sir.
Listen,
You just came down Clayton Street and hit and tore all the limbs off my mama maple tree that's hanging over the street. And now she got limbs hanging all in the street. We got to cut this whole tree down because you done messed it up, and you the one that just drove through here.
Hey, sir, I ain't been down Clayton Street today, sir.
Say what?
I ain't been down Clayton Street today. I ain't been in no residential neighborhood today, sir.
You just came down Clayton Street a couple hours ago and then tore all the limbs off my mama tree.
Sir,
my mama, that tree been in our family 25 years, and you just came down the street and just tore it all apart.
Sir, I ain't been down Clayton Road today. How did you get this number, by the way?
Don't worry about how I got your number. Somebody got to pay for my mama tree.
Well, sir, I ain't been down Clayton Road today. I'm sorry.
Call him back, dog.
Hello?
Lord, did you just hang up on me?
Yes, sir. I told you I didn't been down no Clayton Road today. Now what?
Look, I told you, you just came down Clayton Road and just tore my mama tree up.
Man,
all
I ain't
the
been down no residential neighborhood today, man. Quit calling my phone with that.
Look, my grandmama planted that tree. Now you done got the nerve.
Planted it. Move the mother in. Cut the branches off the son of a.
And them branches is clear enough. You're not supposed to be driving them 18-wheel trucks down this residential area like this here.
Man, I was making delivery, got. Now, if I had to come down that street, I would have, but I told you once, I ain't came down no Clayton Street today.
You just said you had to make a delivery. Now you saying you ain't been down Clayton Street.
I said if I had to make a delivery down there, I would have came down that street. I ain't had to come down there.
You been on Clayton Street today. Now that part I do know. And what you
got? You got the wrong driver, dude.
No. I got the right driver, and what I do know is you done tore my mama tree up. We got to cut this whole tree down. And you know what? You're going to pay for this.
Man, I ain't paying for a mother tree. That tree can kiss.
I know you ain't talking about my mama tree.
Well, guess what? Take your tree and take your mama, and both of y'all go out there and plant another tree then.
We ain't planting no more tree. That tree been in our family for years. You're going to mess around and get your whooped behind this tree.
Bring it on then. Bring your on and bring the tree with you.
You're going to make me whoop with a branch off that tree.
Well, I tell you what, if you that bad, then I tell you what, if I was on Clayton Street today, I'd meet you on Clayton Street with the tree.
You come on over here to Clayton right now, because I'm right out here in the street on the cordless phone. You come on outside. My mama's sitting up in there crying behind this tree because you done tore the limbs off of it, and we got to cut it down now because you done messed it up.
Go get her a napkin and tell her wipe her my eyes then. I ain't been down no tree.
I know you ain't sitting here talking about my mama now. See, you tripping now, dog.
Hey,
you tripping, dog.
Man,
you already. Look, man, I grew up with this tree in my front yard.
Yeah.
I grew up with this tree. Now, you got the nerve to drive through here driving too fast, because if you would have drove slow, you wouldn't have been hitting all them limbs like that. Y'all be running down here too fast through here.
Man, look here. I done told you once, man, I ain't been down no Clayton Street. Now, like I told you, if you want to meet me on Clayton Street, we'll. All right? Now, I'm sorry about your mom tree and but hell, there ain't nothing I can do about it, because I ain't been down no Clayton Street.
It's one thing you can do about it. You can pay for it, and that's what you're going to do. Now, you're going to either give me some money, or I'm going to get it at you. But you coming over here. Matter of fact, you can go on and come over here now. That big truck around and bring your butt on over here right now.
Well, I might as well go on and turn it around, because I ain't paying for no tree.
Oh.
I can tell you right now.
That's fine. But I tell you, when you get here, my cousin here and all my uncles is here sitting up here looking at what you done to this tree. So bring your on.
Yeah, well, look at here. Take that tree and stuff it up your all right? I ain't finna worry with you in this tree no more, because I done told you once.
Let me.
I ain't finna tree.
You come on right now, because you don't know what this tree mean to me. This tree right here used to be home base for hide-and-go-seek.
Are you crying? You big, you crying too? Man, look here, dog. I ain't down tree, dog. Just look here. Wipe your eyes and
to hell with you, this tree right
well,
here.
Look, I'm turning my you just meet me on Clayton Street, all right?
Let me tell you something. This tree used to be first base for kickball. Do you hear me?
Man, kickball, dude. I done told you once. I ain't tree, all right? Don't hell around this, dude.
Your name Lloyd, but you ain't L. LL is Cool J, and he would not have come down here and tore up my mama tree. He is not that kind of person. But you Lord.
What the hell you crying for, man? What the crying for?
Because you done messed up my mama tree.
You sound like a girl. I'm crying because my mama tree broke.
Let me tell you something. F*** around and bring your ass down,
I'll
Clayton.
Be there in 10 minutes to meet your on Clayton.
Well, it's going right? to be more than me. My uncles is here. My cousins are here. All of them.
Oh, the Brader Brunch family, huh?
Whatever.
Man, bring a bro.
I tell you
but
what.
I'm telling you right now, it's going to be hot water in this state.
Don't make me no difference. They call you LL. My right. knock you out. And that's what you finna get, LL. That's
yeah,
right.
Well, come on Lord. With it, then. Come on with it, because I'm here. All right?
Well, listen.
Ain't no running. I'm by my self.
Cool. Don't make me cool. no difference. Listen.
Straight up.
I'm finna tell you one more thing about this tree. Is you listening yeah. to me?
I'm listening, bro.
Is you listening?
I done told you once. I don't give a about that tree, but if you want to talk about it, go ahead.
Let me tell you something. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy, JJ.
Man, look, man. What did you just say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
You got to be kidding me, man.
Ain't no,
don't do that.
No, ain't no tree messed up, and you ain't been on Clayton Street, dog.
Why don't you Jojo when I see his man?
Oh, man. You all right, dog?
I'm straight.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Oh, you was about to get it. You were about to get it, Nephew.
Come on.
You.
Dog, you on you crying? Tree right here, man.
What are you crying for?
Like about that tree?
Oh, my uncles is here, my cousins here. Oh, the Brady Bunch, huh?
I'm by myself.
I don't give a dog gone. How
about planted that tree? Plant another one. I don't give a...
Man. I'll tell you what you can do with that damn tree.
Man, I told you, I ain't been down Clay Street today.
Wow, thank you.
Friday, April the 5th, that will be April Fool's Comedy Jam. Now, stay with me now because I'm going somewhere. Brian Hooks in the building. Shantae Wayans in the building. London Brown in the building. Lottie Love in the building. Tori Hart in the building. Coco Brown, just hilarious. Oh, all this is hosted by Rip Michaels. You got Bruce in the building. You got D.L. Hughley in the building. You got Tracy Morgan in the building. Nephew Tommy in the building. It's all going down at the Barclays Center, Brooklyn in the house, Brooklyn, New York. That is Friday night, April the 5th, April Fool's Comedy Jam. Tickets are on sale right now.
That is wonderful, Neff. Thank you. Coming up next, it's the Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
A report by Zillow finds that nearly 22.5% of U.S. millennials, they are living with their mom, which is about 12 million young adults. And
much.
Why haven't millennials moved out on their own? Well, according to the report, 12% of them are currently unemployed.
Hell yeah.
No, he got a job.
Does he live with you?
Yes, he does.
Oh.
Well, what if you live with your mama and you pass millennials? Like, you're 50? what range is that?
You should have been put out a long time ago.
Well, since he has the most kids, I think we should defer to Steve on this one. Steve, you have some rules for when you live with someone until you get on your feet.
Now, this is not for millennials.
This is for anybody.
It could be for anybody.
This is for anybody.
Okay.
So I don't want you to make, I don't want millennials to feel that way. This is for anybody. You've had people.
stay at your house. I had people come live with me. College, ex-college roommates, okay. Stuff like that. It's some stuff now. These are Steve Harvey's rules for living with someone till you get on your feet. These are do's and don'ts.
Okay.
Come on.
Some things you need to keep in mind. Here's one right here. Your goal every day is to make it seem like you there, but you not.
I like it. I love it.
That works. Yeah.
That's your goal. That's when it. You wake up, yeah. Get it in your mind. Yeah. How do I
get out the way?
Be here, but look like I ain't here.
Right. Okay.
Because you mess around, get asked to leave now.
You don't want that.
Here's another one. Uh-huh. This is very important. Your car. Uh huh. Should never block me in.
Keep it 100.
Sure. Sure.
I can't want to go out and I go out there and your car in the damn way. You in there sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, I got news for you. Your car shouldn't even be in front of the house.
Okay.
Real park time. Up the street and walk down to where you live at. Rent free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Round the corner.
Yeah.
Park at the up the street at the parking lot at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That man, try to make it look like you ain't even got no car. You watching TV in the other room,
yeah, okay.
Your laugh should not be where I can hear.
Laughing silent.
You better lay down the law.
Don't be in there just gut bucket rolling. This should be your laugh. Learn how to laugh like this. Let me show you how you laugh when you're at other people's house.
How you
can't be enjoying their TV and all this.
Right.
This is how you laugh.
What if it's real funny?
Yeah, what if they're watching the Kings of Comedy? Yeah,
this right here.
That's it.
That's going to be hard. Yeah, Steve would have put me out.
That's it. Uh-huh. I don't give a damn what you watch.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for Comedy Roulette.
I love it.
Jay, now quickly.
It's very simple.
New,
you guys test our ability to be comedians. Give us 5 subjects. Pick anything you want. Let the wheel stop. We put it out on a roulette wheel. Wherever it stops, we do a couple minutes on it. That's how good we are.
All right.
That's
okay.
How good we are.
All right. We'll see about that. We have 5 topics for you. All
bring
right.
It. Bring it.
Number 1, the movies.
Okay.
Steve.
What was that, Steve?
All right. Funny if you think I'm a beard.
You got this one, though, Steve. Number 2, being dumped. All right, ooh. That's on the wheel. Number 3, bedwetting. Ooh, been there.
I got that one.
Number 4, bad grades. Number 5, when to shut up. Cat, spin the wheel.
Bad grades. Come on, bad grades.
Come on, bad wetting. Bad wetting.
I like when to shut
bad
up.
I did that last week.
I like movies. Steve.
Whoa, okay, that's a good one.
Okay, when to shut up.
When to shut up.
Okay,
when to shut up.
I'll tell you when you shut up. The minute you look in your rearview mirror and you see that blue light, it is time to shut up. Not only is it time for you to shut up, you make an announcement to everybody in the damn car to shut the hell up, all right?
Yeah.
We designate that there's going to be one person talking, all right? It is usually the soberest one. If they gotta lean from the back and talk, the rest have been told to shut the hell up. Junior, hell what up. You got, man?
That, no, and in that same lane.
Yes.
In that same lane. In the neighborhood, when you see somebody running from the law, when the law look at us, we don't know nothing. I had one friend on point say, he went that way.
No.
Fool, what are you telling them down for? You already know he know us. Now you sitting the laws the same way down. Went. You could have pointed the other way that way. He see us. Who you think he looking for?
That's right.
You didn't see nothing.
Shut the hell up.
Shut it. Zip it. What you got?
Well, I'm going to go another route. Let me just do 2 quick ones for you.
Okay.
Fellas, you know it's time to shut up. When you're feeling guilty and you want to confess.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, stop well, that.
Dog, well, I don't know what this moment you have. But partner, we're not going in there to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. When my first marriage, I went out one night, me and my partner, you know, and, you know, I just told my ex-wife I was going out, right? I'm over at the house. A couple days later, my partner, Reggie, that I went to club with, this is what he said.
Uh-oh.
Hey, man, tell your wife about the club we went to.
You're looking at him like, what?
Just something.
Yeah.
You just go, what are you talking about?
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
Tell my wife about the club we went to.
You don't never do that.
You don't never supposed to tell you. Uh-uh. Shut up.
Never.
That's what you're supposed to do.
No.
I'll tell you another time to shut up. And it's a trick, too.
Uh-huh.
When your mama say something else.
Oh.
But then, did you hear me? What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Am I going to answer you or just supposed to be quiet?
Right.
Yeah, I'm just going to take my chance on shutting the hell up.
Yes, yes.
Say something else.
Say something else.
I got one for you.
You got one? You got one? Tell me. Go ahead, man.
When you on the phone with a woman and you hear her husband say, who the hell you talking to?
Oh, Lord.
Man, you better shut your mouth.
Yeah. Hang up, dog. Hang up and block that number.
For life.
It's time to shut up.
Now, Junior,
huh?
as far as my mama, when my mama say, I guess I'm lying then.
It's time to shut up.
Shut up. Got shut up.
All right.
I guess
all right.
I'm lying.
You guys did again, it again, as again. Always.
Yeah,
again.
That's what we do.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Few artists in the course of history have taken the kind of creative risks that transform music and pop culture forever.
Her chart-topping music continues to defy the norm, and her groundbreaking tour spectacles have changed the game.
You know what time it is!
Now, on Monday, April 1st, live on Fox, the iHeartRadio Music Awards will celebrate Beyoncé with the coveted Innovator Award.
I definitely wanted to do things that were innovative.
Join us at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, California.
iHeart! Plus, performances by Justin Timberlake, Green Day, TLC, Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, and Tate McRae.
And a very special musical tribute to the 2024 iHeartRadio Icon Award recipient, Cher.
Witness music history.
That's what we do.
It's our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Awards, hosted by Ludacris. Monday, April 1st at 8/7 Central Live, only on Fox.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on, Beyonce.
The 2024 iHeartRadio Awards are going to be big. You heard it. Beyonce will be in the building receiving the Innovator Award. Back for its 11th year, our iHeartRadio Music Awards is the only award show that reflects the songs and artists fans love. Yes. The 2024 iHeart Music Awards will be Monday, April 1st, 8 p.m., 7 Central on Fox. It is hosted by Ludacris.
With
performances by, Justin Timberlake, TLC, Jelly Roll, and Cher will receive the Icon Award, and Beyonce, congratulations to her, once again, will receive the Innovator Award. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather only be able to text using abbreviations, or would you rather only be able to text using emojis?
Can't call, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do emojis. Them abbreviations too much for me. I can't.
I don't
can't
know
crack
what
them
emojis mean. Yeah, I ain't gonna be able to say nothing to nobody.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know nothing but what the one that laugh at me. don't know what the little one with the squinty eyes, what is that for? I don't know what the one with the little red on their cheek is for. What is that for? I don't know none of that, man. I don't know one with half a face showing. Man, people be sending me stuff. I be going, man, I don't know what this mean, dog. I hate grown-ass men texting me with emojis. What is this? This damn password puzzle? I don't know how to do this here. Muscle up, heart prey.
What?
I can't read this, man.
Yeah, a muscle, a heart, and praying.
Yeah.
A muscle, man, I'm strong. Strong. Yeah, strong. You said muscle.
Muscle up, heart prey. I don't know how to read no damn emojis, man. My daughter, Lori, was trying to Dad, just put an emoji so we'll know you're not mad. Why is all your text in cap? Why is I'm going back and forth with this little letter, big letter, little letter?
But that means
just
you're him. Yelling at them. That means yeah, you're yelling at them when it's all caps.
And I'm sitting there going, how is I'm yelling and I'm texting?
You don't know the tone.
Muscle love, heart pray.
Strong heart prayer.
All right.
And I damn sure can't abbreviate because, hell, I can't spell, so.
All right.
You ain't gonna know what I'm talking about.
Would you rather marry the hottest person alive or would you rather marry the smartest person alive?
The
you
hottest,
know, provided if you're not.
Yeah.
If you're not married already.
Yeah.
You said hottest?
Yeah, the hottest.
The hottest.
That's saying about you sitting up educating me. I already know a little bit.
Oh,
I'm
going to
need you to be fine. Skip that.
Super fine. To hell with you and all them damn degrees.
I'm sitting up here all this talking all afternoon. Nobody want to hear all that.
I can have fine and stupid all day long. I ain't
hell right. Yeah. Don't you walk your fine dumb ass by here a couple more times.
I've done that. Yeah.
Sitting up here with your brilliant ass always talking. You know, Steve, metaphorically, you're not correcting your hypothesis.
Oh, so you'll be
mad
and smart. Uh-huh.
Hell yeah.
You call me?
And you ain't fine? No law. Give me that dumb fine-ass girl and let's go. Hey, baby, right. Man, listen to me. When we get in here, don't talk.
That's today's round.
Would you can't talk.
Tell everybody you got the mumps.
Coming up in 49 minutes after our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.